you called out into darkness. You reached down to save us. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide. Lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder, louder. Never gonna stop singing. No, never gonna stop singing. Set free, no longer bound in chains. You rescued me, you called me by name. You conquered the grave, you crossed the divide. Lost in our sin, you made us alive. How can we ever hold it inside? We can't hold back. We're gonna lift you higher and higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire, fire. Voices unite, make it louder. Never gonna stop singing. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like a fire. Voices unite, make it louder. Never gonna stop singing. No, never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift him up, never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift him up, never gonna stop singing. Every tribe, every tongue, every heart will sing. Every knee we will bow to the risen King. Lift him up, never gonna stop singing. We're gonna lift you higher and higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire. Voices unite, make it louder. Never gonna stop singing. We're gonna lift you higher, higher. Hearts burning bright like the fire. Voices unite, make it louder. Never gonna stop singing. No, never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop singing. Never gonna stop singing.
Father, we thank you and we praise you this morning. How's everybody doing? Well, all of us that are here are doing great, right? I know we have some sick people, some hurt people, some out-of-town people finishing up their holiday. That's great. But I'm excited because today is our, like, Rosh Hashanah today. You'll understand that as we go. I have had the Father every year plant a series in my heart before January that takes us through January into February. This year he gave me a scripture for the whole year. And today we launch with that one scripture that will be life-changing. I will share a story with you in a minute of something that took place here Saturday. And it was something that I tried to get out of. And the moment it happened, it was a God thing. So I'm thankful that Father is patient. I'm thankful, Lord, that you are long-suffering with us. I thank you, Father, for a brand new year. I thank you that as we're in a little building with a small group, that as this world is raging on fire, Lord, that here the Prince of Peace has come to dwell and make his dwelling place. And it's within this conclave, it's within this little cloister, Lord, that you will make yourself known to us in an awesome, mighty, incredible way today. So, Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we pray for Roger as he's suffering with his back. We pray for Marcia as she's hurting with her back and neck. Father, we're praying for those that are on the road, Carrie and Kevin, and those that are on the road visiting parents and being with them through the end of the holiday season. We thank you, Lord, that we finished a year that we're going to talk about and we're entering a brand new year. That what we do know is just by the flipping of a page on a calendar, that really doesn't make a difference. But the moments before and the moments after make all the difference in the world and eternity. So God, what we do is we invite you in. Last night on the phone with my pastor, I took big steps of faith as we proclaim certain things. Lord, I thank you for those times that my pastor speaks into my life. And I, even though I'm on that path and direction, there became clarity with all of that without him even knowing what you were speaking to me. What an incredible God you are. So God, this morning, we dedicate ourselves in a brand new way. And as we come and take the communion in a little bit of Rosh Hashanah, Lord, that something breaks in our past and something fruitful and sweet comes into our presence. So, Lord, we ask for your presence to be here. We ask you to come, touch us, touch those that are sick, Carol and others that are sick right now and down. Father, we break the yoke of sickness in the name of Jesus Christ. You have no place among us. We do not desire you. So we say, leave in the name of Jesus. And now we come and we worship you in your name. Hallelujah, Jesus.
From dust, you came and you lived up. You took on our frame, you walked in our pain. Now you're taking us higher. You stepped into time, you laid down your life to save us. You took all our shame, on the cross it was laid. Now you're taking us higher, and we go from glory to glory to glory. We'll never be the same, we'll never be the same. And we go from glory to glory to glory. We're forever changed, forever change. You call me a friend, brought into your endless kingdom. By the blood I was made, no longer a slave. Now you're taking us higher. We go from glory to glory to glory. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. We go from glory to glory to glory. We're forever changed, forever changed. Until we reach that day, love conquers everything. We'll cry in anthem singing, holy. And when we see that day. We're standing face to face. We'll shout in anthem singing until we reach, until we reach that day. Love conquers everything. We'll cry in anthem singing. And when we see that day, we're standing face to face. We'll shout in anthem singing. You took on the grave, so not even death could shake us. The victor has won, and heaven has come. Now you're taking us higher. Now you're taking us higher. We go from glory to glory to glory. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. We go from glory to glory to glory. We're forever changed. We're forever changed. We go from glory to glory. We'll never be the same. We'll never be the same. You take us higher and higher and higher. We're forever changed. We're forever changed. Can't go back to the beginning. I can't control what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle is a place where you promised to be. Let's lift our hands in this place and just sing out to the Father. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Meet me here again. Meet me here again. As I walk now through the valley, let your love rise above every fear. Like the sun shaping the shadow, in my weakness, your glory appears. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I is all you are. Will you meet me here again? I'm not enough. I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? You are 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Meet me here again. Meet me here again. Meet me here again. Meet me here again. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come on, remind yourself. Not for a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not for a minute was I. For a minute was I forsaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Come, Holy Spirit, dry bones awaken. The Lord is in this place. The Lord is in this place. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Not enough. Not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again? 'Cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again? Will you meet Will you meet me here again? Will you meet me here again?
And the answer is yes, I'll meet you here. I'll meet you here again. As we break into groups this morning, just sit down for a moment. I really feel a strong premonition of this because of what took place with me. Carol has been sick for a week and a half. She gets well, Ryan gets sick, and now Carol is back very, very sick. She's not here this morning. Omar will be taking our children for that. He's going to be teaching a certain thing I want him to have because I want the kids back for letter writing to be with their parents. As we break up this morning, Shua, I want you to be with your husband. I want Jeff to come down and be with your family. If you don't have family here, I'll be with you. But what took place this morning, and I'll share what took place yesterday in a little bit. But what took place this morning is I was awakened by Carol Hill.